Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we bring you back to New York for the J Block, with July 4th not far off now, well, Mary and I, we thought we would take you down to Philadelphia for today's Destination Spotlight. Located in the second state in our nation, admitted to the Union back in 1787, known as the Keystone State, we last checked in on the City of Brotherly Love. It was during our July 15th, 2019 live broadcast, almost exactly 4 years to the day. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through.
Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the MaxLite series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip? Well, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for info, specials, and a lot more. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And now for today's focus on Philadelphia, and our destination spotlight holding for us on that show hotline is the CEO of Visit Philadelphia, Angela Val.
Well, it's nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show, Angela, as we talk Philadelphia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate you being here. Want to get to this really quick, since I know it's been a challenging week navigating around the Philly area. Any comments on the collapse of the section of I-95 in your area after that tanker truck fire last weekend? And really, any advice for travelers with plans to visit Philadelphia in the next few months?
Well, first, my condolences go out to the family who lost a loved one in that horrific accident. But I do want to make clear to everyone that Philadelphia is not closed. There are lots of ways to get to Philly. You can take a train, public transportation. You could fly here. There are also lots of other roads, including Route 1, that will bring you right into Philadelphia. And within the next couple of weeks, you will see a temporary fix, which will allow cars and trucks to go over the bridge while they are doing the permanent fix.
Okay, good to hear. Good info. So, Angela, Philadelphia is so important to the history of America, but if you asked a lot of people to name the top Northeast cities, particularly people who live, you know, not in the Northeast, they might pick New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C., which I think really makes Philadelphia kind of a secret gem in so many ways. Do you think Philadelphia gets the proper respect from travelers?
Not always. We are a little bit of a secret gem. I call it the jewel between two rivers. And really, this Philadelphia is where the country started. So everyone should know about Philadelphia. We're a very special place, and we are right there along the Northeast Corridor, right between New York and Washington, D.C. We're one of the most affordable cities, one of the most historic cities, one of the most food culinary Greek cities, and one of the cities that has a lot of arts and culture.
Well, I want to build on that because, you know, although they're celebrating the 25th anniversary, I'm sure many travelers, if they haven't gone through Philadelphia International Airport, they may be surprised when they do with the vast award-winning artwork that they're going to find there. I know Philadelphia is home to you with July 4th coming up in about 2 weeks or so. Besides, let's say, you know, visiting the Liberty Bell, touring the birthplace of America at Independence Hall, I guess running up the steps there at the Museum of Art a la Rocky Balboa, right? Eating a Philly cheesesteak. What are some of the must-do suggestions that you like to have out there for visitors?
Well, I first want to say we have just been voted the most walkable city in the U.S. by USA Today, beating out other major cities, including New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. I can personally attest that you can see and visit our great city on your feet. I walk to and from work every day and to all of my meetings. We are a very dense downtown block. That means that you could take you less than an hour to walk from end to end. And from that end to end, there are lots of things to see. We really do have a stunning culinary scene. We just had 6 nominees for James Beard Awards, and we've walked away with 4 of those awards, including the best restaurant in the nation Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We also have the most Rodins outside of Paris. Philadelphia is a wonderful time to see live concerts. We begin that summer with Welcome America and end with Made in America.
Well, that's why we said it's a bit of a gem. I mean, if people haven't been to Philly, they need to go.
Definitely.
They need to go.
Highly walkable. This is a great conversation as to why it is a hidden gem. And also, there's so many unique and quirky neighborhoods, right?
There are. I used to live in an old city, and that neighborhood right now, very popular. But they were home to all of our artists and creative makers. We have also in Germantown, a lot of our history right here in the city that is in Germantown, where you could see a lot of older homes and a lot of African-American history in those areas, too. Mm-hmm. And we also have Fairmount, which is a neighborhood that houses not just the Philadelphia Museum of Art and the Barnes Foundation, but also Eastern State Penitentiary, one of the first prisons in the country, but now a wonderful museum and a great place to tour.
Well, Angela, you have shared a lot with us in this short period of time. So give us one, before we have to let you go, we have about 30 seconds, something surprising, interesting fact about Philadelphia that you don't think our listeners around the country may know about.
Well, you might not know this yet, but Philadelphia is going to be the center of the 250th anniversary for this country in 2026. Not only are we going to be hosting World Cup games and the MLB All-Star game, we are also going to be celebrating for those 12 months the history of this country. Well, who we are today and where we have come
well,
from.
And that ties very
place that you all want to be.
Wow, as
it should be.
Mark
folks,
that on
listen,
the calendar.
If you want more information, plan your own travels, you can find it at visitphilly.com. Angela, thanks very much for some of your time today.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right, well, that's an interesting little fact there. 2026, you got something to plan for now as that comes up. And that's how we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Hour two is going to kick off with the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. Plus, still ahead is the personal connection, listener emails, deals of the week, and so much more. Thanks for spending 120 minutes with us today and every week for America's number one travel radio show. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.